Chapter 7. When Grown-Ups Throw Tantrums. Now we're going to talk about other people's emotional immaturity and how you've been allowing it to influence your decisions. The reality is, adults are just as emotional as children, and it's not your responsibility to manage someone else's mood or reaction. And as long as you let other people's emotions dictate your choices, you're always going to come last in your own life. I had no idea what a problem this was in my life until I learned the Let Them Theory. And you probably don't realize how big of an issue this is either. From navigating guilt trips, or fearing people's disappointment, or worrying about someone's reaction, or if now's the right time, to tiptoeing around someone else's mood, there are a bazillion ways you're allowing other people's emotions and behaviors and immaturity to drain your energy and your power. But it goes even deeper than that. See, their passive-aggressive behavior or guilt trips or emotional outbursts, they actually drive the decisions that you make. I mean, this is why you say yes when you really want to say no. It's why you cave when you know you need to stand firm. It's why it's hard for you to set boundaries. It's why you walk on eggshells when certain people are just in a bad mood. Sure, I get it. It feels easier in the moment to give in to your sister's guilt trip. But in the long run, every time you do, you lose a crucial piece of yourself. When every interaction with your girlfriend or your boyfriend leaves you emotionally exhausted, ask yourself, why are you always the one who has to adjust or compromise? Why do you have to take on the responsibility for someone else's happiness, especially when it's at the expense of your own? You will always come last if you let other people's emotional immaturity hold power over you. Instead of taking on the weight of someone's disappointment, anger, or guilt, you're going to learn a liberating new approach. Just let them react. When you say let them, you give other people the space to feel their emotions without needing to step in and fix it. When you say let me, you're going to do what's right for you, even if it upsets someone else. And that's how you take responsibility for your own life. Wouldn't it be wonderful if someone else's guilt trips or anger or disappointment just rolled right off your back? The fact is, other people's emotional reactions are not your responsibility to manage, period. I learned this from my therapist, the amazing Dr. Ann Davin. She is a depth psychologist, she's a writer, and literally, Ann is the smartest person I've ever met. And one day, I was talking with her about creating boundaries with a particularly difficult family member. And I'm just going to say right off the bat, I don't want this person to bother me. I actually am annoyed by the fact that this person annoys me. And you maybe have somebody like that in your life too. You're just like, why do I even care? I don't want to care about what this person is saying or doing or what their mood is. And in my case, I just know any evening with this particular person is just going to be incredibly draining. If the attention is not on them, they just seem to have endless ways of bringing it back to them. Whether it's positive, whether it's negative, it's just like, ugh. So I was talking to Anne about this person, and she said something that changed everything. Anne said, Mel, most adults are just 8-year-old children inside of a big body. The next time you're with this person and you feel yourself getting annoyed or triggered by something that they say or some way that they're acting or their energy, here's what I want you to do. Just imagine the second or third grade version of them present in the room with you. Because what you're describing is someone who has the emotional maturity of an 8-year-old. And like it or not, that's most adults. I sat there dumbstruck. How did I not hear this before? And as I processed what she was saying, it made perfect sense. It's true, isn't it? Most people don't know how to process their emotions in a healthy way, much less communicate their needs in a direct and respectful fashion. I know I certainly didn't. I want you to just think about this. Why else does your mom pout instead of saying what's bothering her? Why does your friend give you the silent treatment? Why does your boyfriend send you passive-aggressive texts when you're out with your girlfriend? Why does your sister blow up and then act like nothing happened an hour later? I'll tell you why. It's because adults, at their core, are just as emotional as children. The difference is, adults are better at hiding it, most of the time. But here's what's beautiful about the Let Them Theory. When you start using the Let Them Theory around emotionally immature people, it actually makes you more compassionate. Because instead of getting frustrated by some idiot that's giving you the silent treatment, you take a step back and you begin to understand that most people, they simply don't have the tools to handle their emotions maturely. The truth is, no one has been taught how to do this. To handle your emotions, first you have to understand them, and then you have to know how to process them in a healthy way. And in my experience, almost no one that you've met has any idea how to do this. And I, for one, certainly did not. Emotional maturity is not something that you're born with or that just, boom, happens. Emotional maturity is a skill that takes time, it takes practice, and more importantly, it takes a desire to want to learn it. My therapist is right. Most people that you are going to meet in life still act like an 8-year-old child when they don't get what they want or when they feel uncomfortable emotions in life. But now with the Let Them Theory, you're going to learn how to respond with compassion, how to set your boundaries, and most importantly, how to stop letting other people's emotional immaturity run or ruin your life. And you're going to need this tool because once you see this connection between adults and childlike behavior, it's not only irrefutable, but you're going to see it everywhere. So let me give you some examples. When a kid gets upset, what do? Well, they might run away from you. What does an adult do? They avoid confrontation. Isn't that the same thing? If a kid is all overwhelmed by their emotions or they don't get what they want, what does a child do? Oh, they might sulk or go pout in the corner. What does an adult do? They give you the silent treatment. Same thing. When a kid is upset, they might shut down. Adults, they act stoic. Children throw tantrums all the time. So do adults. Have you ever been around an adult that sends a rage text or they're venting at you or they suddenly erupt in anger? Children slam doors. Adults slam doors too. Children lie, and boy, a lot of adults really good at lying. Now, if you hear that comparison and somebody immediately pops in your mind, you immediately think of somebody who avoids confrontation. Or you think of somebody, oh my gosh, they're always giving the silent treatment. Or somebody who's stoic, but you know they're actually simmering underneath that veneer that they don't care. And I know there's somebody in your life that's constantly sending you the texts, those long ones, and then they send another one, and then they send another one. The same thing happened for me when I started to unpack the connection between adult immature behavior and the way that children act at times. And the reason why children act like this is because children cannot regulate their own emotions. Kids have no idea how to do this. And I'm going to give you an example. So let's take a scenario where you've got a child that is standing in a store and they're in the aisle with all the toys. And they see a Lego set and boy, oh boy, do they want the Legos. Now, the moment that they are told they cannot have the Legos, what happens? Oh, well, their little body, it floods with all these emotions. They're sad, they're disappointed, they're surprised, they're angry, which is why they have this dramatic emotional response. And you might see a kid start crying. You might see them shut down or run away from their parent or flop down on the floor and have a full-blown tantrum in the middle of the store. They don't care about anybody that's around. They're just overwhelmed by their emotions. Now, the solution is not to give the kid the toy or the Lego set. The solution is for the parent or the adult that's with them to help the child process the emotions that they're feeling and to do it in a calm and understanding and compassionate way. That might look like bending down and saying, I know, this is hard. I know you want the Lego set. It's okay to be upset. I get disappointed too. You're right, it's not fair. I get upset when I don't get the things that I want. You need to let them. Let them cry. Let them beg. Or let them do whatever they need to do for as long as they need it. Give them a hug. And here's why. If kids are not allowed to experience the full wave of emotion without some adult yelling, calm down, or this is silly, or you're overreacting, then the kid never learns how to process normal, healthy human emotions. Instead, you know what they grow up and become? They become you and me, an emotionally immature adult who then takes it out on everybody else. Because the fact is, if you wanted a toy and you didn't get it and you're 6 years old, it's a mentally healthy response to be sad or disappointed or upset. You're just a little kid who wants something, then you have all these big feelings. And what you need is the adults to put their arms around you and tell you it's okay to feel these things. And when that happens, guess what happens? The dial on the emotions go down without even needing to buy the toy. And so once I learned this from my therapist, Ann, I now go through life differently. I just assume that all the adults that I meet have never learned how to process their emotions in a healthy way. Why? Because no one's parents knew how to do this either. And if yours did, then you won the lottery and you're a very lucky person. And as I've already said, a child cannot learn how to do this on their own. It's a skill that takes time, practice, and a desire to learn it. Now, of course, in researching this book, I'm going to tell you some things I'm not that proud to tell you. I realized once I dug into the research on emotional immaturity that as a parent, I completely screwed this up. You want to know what I would have done in that situation? I'm almost embarrassed to tell you. I would have bought my kid the Legos, or I would have more likely erupted in frustration and yelled, stop crying, or I would have walked away from them, left them on the floor in a tantrum, and turned around the aisle, hoping that they would suddenly notice I was gone and then suddenly get scared and stop crying, which explains why all three of my children now need therapy, because I didn't teach them how to regulate their own emotions. In fact, I made them feel bad about the emotions that they were feeling. And I wish I were kidding. I screwed this up because I didn't know how to regulate my own emotions. So how the heck can I help my kids do it? I was never taught how to do it as a child. You know, I grew up in a family where we all got along, we love each other, but we didn't really talk about our feelings. And then all of a sudden, someone would get overwhelmed or upset by something and they would erupt in their emotions. That's the type of parent I was, because that's what I learned. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for all of us because none of us were truly taught how to be emotionally mature, how to understand our emotions, how to turn the dial down and soothe ourselves and calm ourselves down. None of us were told that it's a mentally healthy response to certain situations to be angry, that feelings are okay, especially the big feelings. I'm telling you this because there's an opportunity for you to experience life differently. And when you start to take this seriously for yourself and you show more compassion for other people from a safe distance, your life is going to get better. And the way that people learn how to start to deal with their emotions is by you not rescuing them from those emotions. And if you lean into everything that you're about to learn, this is one of the most empowering skills that you can develop for yourself. It's literally a superpower to be able to be emotionally mature. And that brings me to a very important point about the Let Them theory. And I need to make this crystal clear. Adults are 100% responsible for the emotional and physical needs of children. Children cannot give themselves the emotional and physical support that they need as they're growing up. That's the parent and the caregiver's job. It is your responsibility to help a child regulate their emotional responses in a healthy way. It is also your responsibility to teach a child that emotions are normal and they're healthy, and there are simple ways that you can feel them and process them. In fact, in researching this book, Dr. Lisa Damore, who is a clinical psychologist and New York Times bestselling author, told me that when a child or an adult experiences disappointment because they can't have what they want, or they're sad because of a loss, these are mentally healthy responses to life experiences. These emotions of sadness and disappointment are signs not that something's wrong. They are signs that you're mentally well. When you're 8, being upset when you can't get the Legos that you want, that's a mentally healthy response. When your friend at school says something that hurts your feelings, being sad is a healthy reaction. When you want to watch TV and your parents say it's bedtime, getting upset and throwing a tantrum, that's a normal response. And by the way, the same is true for adult experiences. When you're an adult, if you get fired, feeling frustrated and demoralized, that's a normal reaction. It's appropriate based on what just happened. Just like when you go through a breakup, going through a depressive state is what you would expect. You're experiencing heartbreak and grief. And according to Dr. Damore, these are all appropriate, normal emotional reactions. They are evidence that your mind is working exactly as it should. I freaking love that. I think that's so cool to reframe it that way. But growing up, you were probably taught to repeatedly repress what you feel. You know, when you tell a child to get over it or stop crying or calm down, you're training them to suppress how they feel. You're teaching them that you're not supposed to feel or react. You got to distract, avoid, or numb those normal, healthy emotions. Dr. Damore told me that this is why so many people live with anxiety and depression and addiction and chronic pain, because they have avoided all the emotions over the years that then build up inside of you without any outlet. And I'm going to say this again. When you are dealing with a child, it's your responsibility to help a child create space and process the range of healthy emotions. But it is never your responsibility to manage another adult's emotional experiences. And this is so important to understand the difference between your responsibility with kids versus your responsibility with adults. I want to give you an example that I'm sure you can relate to, and that's the experience of someone in your life giving you the silent treatment. And we're going to unpack this in detail so you really see what I'm talking about when I say most adults you meet act like 8-year-old children in big bodies. Why? Because nobody in their life ever helped them process their emotions or build the skill of emotional maturity. They're probably not even aware of it. So the silent treatment. The silent treatment is what an immature adult does when they're upset and they don't know how to process their emotions in a healthy and respectful manner. So what do they do instead? They stop talking. They pretend nothing's wrong. And often, they ignore you. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of the silent treatment from a friend or a family member or a coworker, it's painful. And have you noticed that your immediate reaction when it happens is to try to figure out what you did wrong? And that's exactly what the person giving you the silent treatment wants. They want your attention. They may not even know this consciously, but subconsciously, let's just consider what's happening. You know, when a child is pouting off in the corner and sulking, what does a child want? A child wants a parent to come over and soothe them. That's what that behavior is about. But when an adult gives you the silent treatment, what do they want? They want the same thing. They want you to come over and be like, "Are you okay? Can I do something? Did I do something wrong?" See, an immature adult uses the silent treatment because they don't know how to process their own emotions. And so they go silent and just drop this guillotine and cut off all contact because they hope you're going to come over to them. They want you to ask what's wrong so that they don't have to deal with their emotions by themselves. You know, I had a friend who used to do this all the time in high school. One minute we were great. The next minute, she's not talking to me. And here's the thing, I never knew what I did wrong. Yeah, I would try to call her. I'd say hello in the hallways. Sometimes I'd even beg for forgiveness. I remember writing a long letter and sticking in her mailbox. This was before cell phones. And I was begging for forgiveness for something I didn't even know that I had done. She'd never address it. And the weirdest part, suddenly, one day, she'd just decide she was over it. And then it was like, poof, we were back to being best friends. And I didn't dare bring it up. I was just so relieved when she started talking to me again that I'd just play along like nothing ever happened. What I know now is this. When somebody gives you the silent treatment, it's because that feels easier than having an honest conversation and share how you're feeling. Most adults, especially those that give you the silent treatment all the time, they don't even know how to do that. And one more thing to understand is that it has nothing to do with you. It feels like it does because it hurts. But when someone gives you the silent treatment, it 1000% stems from their inability to understand their own emotions or their past demons. That's why you have to let them. Anytime an adult acts like an 8-year-old child, let them. This strategy is going to change your life. And for you, it might be a parent that gets angry, storms out of the room, and refuses to talk to anybody for several days or for an entire weekend. Or in the case of one of my closest friends, her mother, when she was little, would suddenly stop talking to her, like for a month. And then one day, her mom would come down the stairs in the morning and was in a happy mood, and it was as if nothing had ever happened. Well, using the let them theory, you will never again be the victim of someone else's emotional immaturity or emotional abuse, because you will know exactly what to do. First, it is never your job to manage another adult's emotions. When someone pulls the silent treatment on you or plays the victim or erupts in frustration, let them. And then I want you to visualize the 8-year-old version of them trapped inside their big body. Because when you do that, something crazy happens. You don't feel scared of this person. You actually pity them. You feel compassion instead of contempt. And you're going to start to realize that their inability to process normal emotions like sadness, insecurity, disappointment, anger, fear, rejection, it's not your fault. And it's also not your problem to solve. Because this has been happening to this person since they were a child. It is not your responsibility to manage their emotions or try to fix them. Your responsibility from this moment forward is to protect yourself from their emotional spiral and to take a step back and see it for what it is. This is a person who has no idea how to handle or express their emotions in a healthy way. Let them go silent. Let them erupt. Let them play the victim. Let them sulk. Let them deny that it happened. Let them make it all about them. And then let me. Let me be the mature, wise, and loving adult in this situation. Let me decide if I want to address this directly or not at all. Let me remind myself that managing another person's emotions, not my job. Let me remove myself from any text chain or dinner table or relationship or conversation or date or friend group where this is happening. Instead of expecting other people to change, demand the change of yourself. Hold yourself to a higher standard and stop allowing this type of emotionally immature behavior to be your responsibility to manage. Stop staying in situations where someone's repeated emotional immaturity is starting to feel more like abuse And for crying out loud, stop feeling sorry for people who play the victim all the time. Stop explaining away someone's clearly narcissistic patterns. The more time you pour into a relationship with someone who acts like an 8-year-old, the more you're going to feel like a parent to a child. When you recognize that you're dealing with someone who has a ton of internal work to do, you're going to draw healthier boundaries around the amount of time and energy you're willing to give to them. Because until this person does the work to build the skills of emotional intelligence, they're always going to pull the silent treatment. They will always play the victim, and they will always be passive aggressive. This isn't a personality trait, it's a pattern. But what if you're the problem? What do you do if you're starting to absorb all this and you're realizing that there are times in your life where you're the one who's emotionally immature? You get overwhelmed by your emotions. You sulk. You give the silent treatment to people. You rage text at people and then apologize. You play the victim. You snap at people. Or you make it all about you. Well, first, if you're having this realization, here's what I want to say to you. You're not alone. I had that realization about myself too. And it takes a lot of courage to admit that you got work to do. It's so easy to see this immature behavior in other people, but it takes a level of bravery and emotional intelligence to see it in yourself. And for me, I wasn't even 8. I used to be so emotionally immature, I probably clocked in closer to 5. I used to get so overwhelmed by emotions that I would throw tantrums. That was my lane, is just eruption. Whether it was venting at my husband or erupting at my kids over something stupid, I had periods of my life where it was all about me. And it ruined a lot of friendships. And even to this day, when work gets just incredibly stressful, especially if I haven't eaten or slept, I will send long, angry texts to my business partner about how frustrated I am by things. And it's not okay. Do not get yourself into a pattern where you continue to vent or cut people off or rage text at them and then you're apologizing. You know, I have a really good friend, Jefferson Fisher, who told me that whenever somebody is venting at you, all you need to say is this: hey, I'm really sorry for what your stress has done to you, but you're going to need to apologize for what your stress has done to me. And if you're somebody like me, who when you get overwhelmed by your emotions, you speak in a certain tone of voice, or you send a text or an email, you know, the one you spend like an hour writing at work and then you blast reply all, and then you're like, why did I do that? Just being aware isn't enough. If your stress is now something that you take out on other people, you got to learn to apologize. And more importantly, you got to focus on the let me part. You got to pause. You got to feel those emotions. And you got to learn to stop yourself before you say the thing in that terrible tone of voice, before you yell at somebody and take your stress out on your family, before you send that text. Apologies are only going to go so far. Learning how to just let the emotion rise and let it fall and not take it out on people that have nothing to do with it, that's true mastery. And I'm not there yet. I'm constantly learning how to be better at creating space to process my range of emotions. And to me, this is the hardest part of using the Let Them Theory. You're learning 8 key areas of your life where the Let Them Theory is going to make the biggest difference. This one's the hardest one for me to put into practice. How to feel all of my emotions without immediately reacting, because I process it by barfing it all out. It's not okay. And it's a hard new skill to learn. And I still catch myself wanting to just snap back or take control of the situation or just fix everything. Or I constantly, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so stressed, or I use that tone of voice. Work has been really, no, Mel, not an excuse. Not an excuse. You're an adult. And yeah, I get frustrated with myself when I slip up. But that's the point. And it's why I'm being honest with you about this. You're not a robot. Neither am I. Life is overwhelming. Work is constant. Other people are freaking annoying and inconsiderate. I feel it too. It's not about being perfect in this regard. It's just about making a commitment to yourself that you're going to do your best. And if I could offer one thing, just try to be kind to yourself as you continue to grow in this area, because it's a lifelong process. And there are going to be days that it feels like I'm starting from over. I just screwed up again. I just barfed all over my family. I just sent a text to Chris that I regret. Oh my God, will I ever get this right? Yes, you will. But that's why I keep saying this is a skill, because you and I got to keep working on it. And the Let Them Theory has just been monumental in helping me be more compassionate toward other people and toward myself. And it's definitely helped me create a much deeper understanding of how to handle my emotions and how to not allow someone else's emotional immaturity to negatively impact me. I can't even begin to tell you how much more money I make, how much smarter I am. I'm a better parent, a better spouse, a better friend, now that I have a better handle on my own emotions. I'm finally starting to feel at the age of 56 like I'm a mature adult. So here's how you're going to use the Let Them Theory to process your emotions in a healthier way. When you feel your emotions rise up, let them. Let them. Allow the anger, the frustration, the hurt, the disappointment, the sadness, the grief, the tears, the feelings of failure to come up. Let them. And then it's time for the let me part. Let me not react. Don't reach for your phone, Mel. Don't turn on the TV. Don't make a drink. Don't open the fridge. And for crying out loud, don't text anyone. Just notice the feelings and let them rise up. And the reason why you have to learn how to let your feelings rise up is that once they do, they also fall. And this brings me to a really important question. Do you know what an emotion really is? I didn't. Like, think about that. What is an emotion? When I dug into the research for this book, the definition of an emotion, like what it actually is, it's mind-blowing. Emotions are just a burst of chemicals in your brain that ignite and are absorbed into your body in about 6 seconds. That's it. It's a chemical burst in your brain and your body that happens in about 6 seconds. But because your emotional reactions happen so fast, they can often be completely unconscious. And you've experienced this, right? You're sitting in a meeting and then your boss walks in and they seem like they're in a bad mood and you don't even realize what's happening, but you start to notice that, oh my gosh, I feel a little tight in my chest, or I feel my palms sweating, or my heart just started to race. And when that happens, you're noticing your emotions through the physical sensations that are happening after that chemical burst. That's all that it is. I've been making a mountain out of a molehill, for crying out loud. I've been like making a nuclear reaction out of a tiny little 6 second chemical explosion in my body because I didn't understand it, because nobody taught me how. And it gets even crazier. Wait to hear this research. Research shows that most emotions, they're going to rise up and then they're going to fall away in about 90 seconds if you don't react to them. I'm going to say that again because I think this is so important to understand. Research shows that when you have that little pew, chemical explosion that is an emotion, if you don't throw gasoline on that little chemical fire, by managing it or shoving it down or drinking it away or whatever, If you just let them, oh, there's anger. Okay. Oh, I'm disappointed. Okay, let it. That rise of emotion will dissipate within 90 seconds if you don't react. And I'm going to add one more thing to all of this research. You will never be able to control your emotions from rising up. And even trying to stay stoic or calm or any of that stuff is just a waste of your time, because your emotions are subconscious, automatic, chemical bursts in response to anything going on. You don't get the Legos. The person breaks up with you. You get a bad performance review. You're going to feel something. That's that chemical reaction. Instead of trying to control what you feel, the better strategy is learning to work with what you're feeling and just let the emotion rise up and then let it fall without reacting. Because there's nothing that you can do that will ever allow you to control the emotional reactions inside yourself or inside another human being, no matter how hard you try. And the other thing about emotions is they're contagious. That's why when you see someone else that's sad or afraid or disgusted or angry, it causes you to experience these same emotions in your own body. This explains why if somebody has a crappy tone of voice, or they shift their energy and you're just getting bad vibes, or their mood is awful, or their body language is off, it immediately triggers you to feel something, right? You start to feel on edge. And there's one more thing to understand, which is really going to drive home. You're not in control of this, so stop trying to control it. Just let it rise and let it fall in yourself and in other people. Whenever you or another person is hungry, tired, stressed out, or under the influence, or lonely, or angry, or hurt, you're going to be even more emotional. And I say this because whenever in life I've done something that I regret, you want to know what's at the scene of the crime? Stress, alcohol, hunger. Always. Always. And knowing all this helps me to be more responsible and make the changes that allow me to better manage my emotions. And that, in turn, helps me stay in control of what I say, do, and think. And that's one of my biggest takeaways from using the Let Them Theory. You will never be able to control what's happening around you. You will also never be able to control your emotional responses because they're automatic. Just like how your stress response, remember what you learned from Dr. Aditi? It's automatic. It just turns on. But using the Let Them Theory, you can always choose what you think, say, or do in response to other people, to the world around you, and even to the emotions that are rising up inside of you. And that's the source of all your power. Learning how to let other adults manage their own emotions, it's going to change your life. So will learning how to let your own emotions rise and fall while still communicating what you need to do, even when it's very painful to do so. And there are going to be times when making the right decision for you is going to be one of the hardest things you have to do in your life.